locks. A lock holds a door shut, and only the right key can open it. Why that one key and no other? Inside the lock, hidden from view, is a row of small pins standing in a line, and every one of them has to line up at the same moment. The pins are cut to different heights, some tall, some short, all different. When no key is in, they drop down and stick into the part of the lock that needs to turn, jamming it so it can't move. The pins block it, like a row of little bolts holding it stuck. The right key has a top edge cut into a pattern of bumps and dips, and those bumps are made at exactly the right heights to match the pins. Slide the correct key in, and each bump pushes its pin up by just the right amount, so that every pin rises to the level where it stops blocking, all of them lined up at the same instant. With nothing blocking it anymore, the lock is free to turn, and the door opens. Slide in the wrong key, and its bumps are the wrong heights. It shoves some pins too far, and others not far enough, and they go on blocking. The lock won't turn, and the door stays shut. Only the key cut to match, bump for pin, lifts every one of them into line at once.